Now, but in the 1930s and the early 40s, Hitler masterminded the biggest theft of fine art in history when countless works belonging to museums and to private Jewish collections were looted by the Nazis. One of these paintings is being auctioned at Sotheby's next month. It's valued at around 12 million euro. And I'm joined by historian Lisa Marie Griffith, who's been tracing the story of the stolen art. First of all, do we know why did Hitler want to amass this huge collection of art?
Well, Hitler was an artist, or at least sought to be an artist. He failed twice to enter art college, and in an attempt to try and get some publicity for his paintings, he sold them on the street. He tried to socialise and circulate within art circles, but was unsuccessful. And as late as 1939, he told a British ambassador that he wasn't a politician, he was actually an artist, and he would retire one day and he would become an artist, which was his life's passion. So he had a real, very personal interest in art. The Nazi doctrine itself, though, had theories on every aspect of society and culture and how we should live. And they had a lot of theories about art and wanted to amass what they believed to be fine art. Hitler himself had hoped to open up a museum, the Führer Museum in Linz, with a lot of the paintings and artworks that were taken over the course of the Second World War.
So what happened to these paintings then after the war?
Well, after the war, hundreds of thousands of artefacts, not just paintings, but sculptures, monuments, any kind of artefact with some kind of cultural value, books, were discovered when the Allies move into the territory that had been occupied by the Germans. And a lot of the paintings were actually, and these pieces were kept in salt mines and in caves to protect them from the bombings. So when the pieces were found, they were sent to a central collections point in Munich, and hundreds of thousands of pieces were sent here. And once the country of origin was found on the piece, it was sent back, and it was up to the government then of that country to try and locate the owner of the original owner of the artwork.
Which presumably would have been very difficult, because a lot of paintings that had been in the possession of Jewish families had been taken. Many of those would have died. Many of those families would have been entirely obliterated during the Holocaust.
It was extremely difficult. Yeah, Mulder, right. Göring had actually established a department that went out and pinpointed Jewish families who had extensive art collections. So we know that they lost these extensive art collections. The idea, though, was that their heirs would be found and they could be reunited with these art collections. It's an ongoing search, though. There's a website online called lootedart.com where these paintings and pieces of artwork are listed, where families try to gain back some of this artwork, and where artwork that's discovered can be listed.
Tell me about the specialist unit. It was an American unit, I think, known as the Monuments Men, sent by the Allies to Germany to recover the stolen art in towards the end of the war and after the war.
Not just an American unit, it was also a British unit.
Right.
In fact, it was 50-50. And I know there's a little bit of controversy about a film that's coming out soon that the British figures aren't as well represented as they should be.
But that's interesting, because I saw a documentary on it and this is why I thought it was an American unit.
Okay.
So the documentary is obviously similar to the film in that sense. Sorry, okay. Carry on.
Obviously funded by, well, perhaps funded by
it was an American
company.
Documentary, yeah.
So this was a unit of Allied experts. They were known as the MFAA, Monuments, Fine Arts and Archives. So it was a unit of men who advised on particularly sensitive parts of cities that were of a huge cultural value, that they shouldn't be bombed. Also of how to protect areas that had been bombed once they had. A good example of some of the work that they did is in Italy, where they went in and they moved monuments and artefacts to protect them from bombing, or in the case of artefacts that are too large to move, like Michelangelo's David, they would brick it up around the monument to try and protect it. So they undertook a huge amount of work all across territory that had been occupied or was going to be bombed.
Tell us about the painting that's being auctioned by Sotheby's. Where did it come from? What is it?
So the painting that's being auctioned was originally owned by Max Silberberg, who was a German industrialist who had a very extensive collection, and he was forced to sell his paintings. They went up for auction in the 1930s. Both Max and his wife died quite late in the Holocaust. His son managed to flee Germany. His son Alfred and his wife began to seek out some of the paintings that had been taken from his father. Alfred died in 1984, but his widow Greta managed to track down some of these paintings. One that got a lot of publicity was a Van Gogh painting worth more than €6 million that she tracked down and sold in an attempt to try and fund further searches for these paintings. So the painting that's going up for sale was one that she discovered in the Museum of Israel in Jerusalem. It was granted to her. She allowed it to remain on display in the museum, but when she died, her heirs have decided to sell the painting. So this is why it's come up for auction.
And it's called it's Boulevard Montmartre, Matinée de Printemps. It's painted by Camille Pissarro in the towards the end of the 19th century, 1897, and will be auctioned in London on the 5th of February. As I said, valued at an estimated €12 million, and there's a copy of it on our website. It is only a copy, obviously, on our website. A representation of a copy on our website. Somebody says Hitler hated modern art, and as far as I know, he destroyed countless modern paintings. He did. I mean, yeah, there's an element of truth in that. He certainly found it subversive.
Degenerate, that's the word, degenerate. Phrased it. Yes. Yeah, and 5,000 pieces of modern art were burned in 1937.
As early as that. Lisa Murray, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Incidentally, the film, The Monuments Men, starring George Clooney, in which you probably won't see too many British soldiers, tells the story of the unit which was sent by the Allies to Germany to recover stolen art. And that opens here on the 14th of February. The documentary I mentioned, it is actually a very, very good documentary. It's called The Rape of Europa, and it tells substantially the same story. After the break, recently declassified files which shed new light on Nazi war criminal Andrea Artukovic, who eluded the Irish authorities.